The cancer panel, the chair is Inder Verma, American Cancer Society, professor of molecular biology in the laboratory of genetics here at the Salk Institute. Also happened to get the Vilcek Award this year. Congratulations, Inder. Inder Verma.
Thank you. I also, first of all, want to thank Mr. Sanford for his contributions to the consortium here, which really is a major contribution and will have long-term effect to this whole, just on not only just field, but also to San Diego. So thank you very much, wherever you are, Mr. Sanford. So this panel, this particular session is on cancer stem cells. The definition of cancer stem cell, as best as I can tell you, it's a subtype of a cell in a cancer which has the potential to be a stem cell, meaning it has the ability to be able to divide itself and as well as to differentiate. It started out with leukemias as the way originally identified by some markers, and we'll hear a little bit about that. But in subsequently, in the last few years, a number of solid tumors have also been found to contain stem cell. But much of it really is on the basis of markers, surface markers, and that is a very contentious issue. So not everybody agrees with every marker. Not surprisingly, it's a relatively new field, so there's a certain degree of controversy in this field. But nevertheless, despite that fact, I think the important part here is the implications of the cancer stem cell to therapeutics. And I just show you one example here of a review article. And I think it's quite obvious to most of you, but just to reemphasize, and that'll be the part of it, that if you have a cancer, in this case a leukemia, this happens to be CML, you have in the leukemia presumably a terminally differentiated cells, like the red blood cells, white blood cells. You have a differentiated cell. You have a progenitor cell which still has the ability to make certain types of cells. And of course, you have the stem cell. And as you start treating them, you can begin to see that large number of the terminally differentiated cells are gone because they are the one where the kinase is first affecting them and killing them. And that as time goes by, you actually appear to seem to think that all the BCR-ABL is gone, but the plateau begins to become more of a plateau because the stem cell is still left. It hasn't been touched. Since it hasn't been touched and resistance comes along, it starts differentiating, and there you go back to what you started out. So I think the implication that a cancer stem cell is the cell that you want to go after and find a ways to it is very important, and I'll touch upon that in my talk too, and I think the subsequent speakers. So I think it's not just a little esoteric fact that there's a cancer stem cell, but I think it has a very major importance, particularly when relapses of cancers are concerned.